92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
You know that feeling you get when you're right about something and somebody actually confirms it? It's a big warm fuzzy. Well, I've been saying for about a year that the new mobile 5G technology is more hype than benefit because I spent a lot of time researching it. One of the biggest things that bothers me about it is that there is no talk of improving the audio quality of phone calls, and I would really like to be able to understand my mother and my sister when I talk to them on the phone, which I can't do now because it's just so bad. And last week, the FCC implemented a $200 million false advertising punishment on the T-Mobile company for basically lying about 5G in their advertising campaigns. Here's what happened. Several extensive studies were done by the National Advertising Division of the Better Business Bureau, and all of them found that T-Mobile's claims about having the best 5G network and the highest capacity in history and the most reliable network were all extremely misleading to customers. 5G service is only available in about 25 major cities at this time, and in most of those cities, the 5G performs slower than the 4G system running right alongside it. And while all of this brings me some personal satisfaction, because again, I've been telling you about this for a while, this is the part that I really love about the punishment. You've seen their TV ads, which show the magenta and yellow beams rapidly shooting from tower to tower, speeding through server rooms across cities over vast landscapes, spreading data all across our land. Well, the studies show that those are sending mixed messages to customers, and they are substantiating the conspiracy theories about how 5G towers spread the coronavirus. Oh, that's fantastic.
Roll home with the Ran Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.